My name is Patrick Francis Omer, Sr. I was born in Little Diomede Island on November 27, 1935. I grew up at Holy Cross, and that's where I learned how to speak English, at Holy Cross. I learned how to speak English there. Yeah. Now I'm a father, grandfather, great-grandfather. Bunch of us, you know, in the kitchen. We got our own dorm. And the people that was looking after us was a scholastic before they became a priest. And we called them misters, you know. I didn't learn how to carve till I was trying to learn when I was 21. Nobody teaches us how to choir, but I grew up in the machine shop with Brother Phelps in the machine shop. Yeah, I spent almost 4 years with him in the machine shop. There were about four of us in the machine shop. Taking care of whatever the mission is, and we take care of the truck. We got one big flat truck, and we got the Caterpillar, you know, TD6 with a plate, and this is what we use to haul the log from the camp. You know, Brother Fox and his boys, they got a camp 12 miles, you know, where the boys cut wood. No oil. We got no oil. We got a great big wood shed, and they cut. And the boys chop, split them, pile them. God, I was about 10, 11, 10. It's funny thing, I even have to argue with Father Spirit when I say I was in charge of the boys, you know, Brother Peltas let me be in charge of the other boys, you know. And one time he said, "Well, Pat, you think our boys need some little exercise?" "Yeah, brother, I think that's about it. They need pressure beside that." And he said, "Brother Fox, going up the river, you know, and cut them." There were only two of us in the machine shop, and I went doing something. I was working on the engine, whatever. And, you know, brother's having it. He got he's always, you know, he's on days, you know, got yeah, it's about in the afternoon, you know, and then he looked at his wife. Well, Pat, we might as well go have coffee. So we walk over. And that's when Father Superior, you know, after I have coffee, I was going to head on over back to the machine shop, you know, and Father McIntyre, he was the superior, and he stopped me since he received a telegram from Father Carroll. He was a priest here, here known. And he said, well, Pat, your father been paying your fare to noon. I was going on my 18. And I told Father, why don't you send a telegram back to Father Carroll? I'm not going. Yeah, he turned around, scratched and said, well, I couldn't win. Yeah, how can I tell Brother Baptist that I got to leave? That's one of the hardest things. And Father Spirit told me that, well, you got to go see Sister Superior. Yeah, I couldn't win. And I look for Brother Baptist, you know, and I walk over. Machine shop, he wasn't there. Then I know where he's at. I look at him. He probably go get something that he need to use. Just when I was going to open the door, he opened it. He said, there are Pat. And brother, I was looking for them. And I told him, make it hard. When I told him, what? And he turned around. Take a shower. Then I go to Jesus' Spirit. And that afternoon I left Holy Cross, McGrath, you know. Yeah, that was the hardest thing. But every year I used to call. By Christmas time, I used to call him, you know, for the Baptist. Yeah. Even, you know, after he moved to Oregon, you know, for all the brothers and fathers, you know, retired time. Yeah.
You've been listening to a special memorial series of Elder Voices with the late Patrick Omiak, recorded in 2010 at the KNOM Studios in Nome. The three-part series continues tomorrow. Tune in at 9:10 a.m. and 6:10 p.m. to hear the next episode. We're KNOM, yours for the voices of Western Alaska.